The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome back once again, everybody. This is the last time you're going to hear from the Old Testament as your first reading for almost a month. So I've had a fun time telling you about some of these Old Testament stories. So I hope you don't mind if I tell you one more Old Testament story here this morning, because this morning we get to hear the first reading from the book of Ruth. And you only hear Ruth two times every 2 years. You almost never hear from this book. And it's a great story. Okay, so allow me just to tell you the story of the book of Ruth. I think you're going to like it. Okay, the story starts in Bethlehem, where a man named Elimelech is a very faithful and observant Jewish man, lives with his wife, Naomi. But there's a famine in the land, and they don't know what to do. So they make the best of it, and they get up, them and their two sons, and they travel off to the neighboring country, to a place known as Moab. And there they decide to eke out their living. And the two sons, well, they decide to marry Moabite wives. Non-Israelites, Gentiles, pagans. And mom and dad aren't too happy about that, but they make the best of it. And so there they are, the three married couples living in the land of Moab, when suddenly a terrible illness strikes all across the land, and the first one to die is the dad, Elimelech. And then both of the two sons die, and it leaves the three women behind as widows. Widows in the time of Israel, in which widows had no rights whatsoever and no property. They didn't know what to do. So the first young lady, her name was Orpah, she decides she's going to go back home, she's going to stay in Moab. And Naomi, she says, "Well, you know, I'm going to go back to Bethlehem." And then Ruth, she shocks everybody by telling Naomi she's going to come along, she's going to go back to Bethlehem, and she's going to make a decision to make the God of Israel her God too. And so she makes this decision, and you heard about that in your first reading, it was a little profession of faith. Some really amazing things begin to happen. They show up just at the beginning of the barley harvest. Famine is long over. And it turns out that Naomi has a wealthy relative whose name was Boaz, who just happens to own a number of barley fields and just happens to need some extra help collecting the harvest. So, you know, the two ladies, they decide that they're going to work. So Ruth is there collecting the harvest, and it just so happens that Boaz himself walks by and catches sight of lovely young Ruth. He says, "Who's that?" And it turns out, you know, that he finds out that Ruth is a fatherless widow and a foreigner, and he tells all of his workers, "Take special care of Ruth, make sure nothing bad happens to her. She's got a terrible disadvantage in her life." Well, the story unfolds, and Boaz and Ruth fall in love. And Boaz wants to marry Ruth, but it's kind of complicated because she's a foreigner. So he has to settle some legal matters really quickly, and time's running out, and it just so happens that Boaz meets just the person he needs to meet right at the city gate to settle all of the legal matters, and Boaz is able to marry Ruth, and the two of them have a son, and they name him Jesse. And you've heard of Jesse, because Jesse became the father of King David. Now, the thing I love about the book of Ruth is it is not just about God's providence, but it's about how we cooperate with God's providence when things don't make sense, and what great good God is able to do with our cooperation. So Elimelech, in the time of the famine, probably looked up to heaven and said, "Why, God, why?" Right? But he chose to believe. And Naomi, when her husband died, she probably looked up to the heavens and said, "Why, God, why?" But she chose to believe. And Ruth, same thing. Husband died. "Why, God, why?" But she chose to believe. And because she chose to believe, God did amazing things through her. And still does so through you and me when we choose to believe. There's lots of stories of this, you know, down through the ages. Anybody who chooses to cooperate in God's good work. In 1919, Franklin Delano Roosevelt had a gardener who was employed to watch over all of his grounds at his estate in Hyde Park, New York. The gardener was terribly distressed one day because his little four-year-old girl was dying of the Spanish flu. The doctor said the little girl would not live through the night. And who overheard him talking but Eleanor Roosevelt, who decided right there on the spur of the moment to send her own personal doctor to the gardener's house to care for the gardener's dying little girl. And wouldn't you know it, under the care of her doctor, the little girl lived. That little girl was my grandmom. So if you're grateful that you have somebody to say Mass for you here this morning, you can thank Franklin Delano Roosevelt, right? Thank Eleanor. This choreography that we call the dance of life, it has a choreographer, and there are no coincidences. But when you choose to cooperate with God's good work, when you make that choice to believe, even when it doesn't make sense, please remember the message of the Book of Ruth: God will do great things through you and for you. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to believe today. St. Moses of Lima, pray for us.